Thousands are expected to gather in Rome Sunday for the canonization of Blessed Mother Teresa, after which she will be known as Saint Mother Teresa. Bishop Mitchell Rosansky of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Springfield will celebrate the event by attending a Mass at the Blessed Teresa of Calcutta Parish in the Berkshire County village of Housatonic Saturday. Bishop Rosansky spoke with WAMC about Mother Teresa's life and impact.
First of all, if we look at Mother Teresa's life, it was a life that was spent in prayer and in service. And she took a great amount of time each day for prayer, but that prayer led her to service, and it nourished her and strengthened her as she served the poorest of the poor, even those who were considered untouchable. Mother Teresa really reached out to in a beautiful way. So I would say the message of Mother Teresa's life for us is the importance of our relationship with God in prayer and in taking our faith and making it concrete in service.
In that vision, in that life that she led, what was the impact you think of that?
Well, first of all, it really strikes me that in a world and in a society that holds power and wealth and prestige and all, that holds it with such, you know, the highest regard, we look at a very humble, powerless sister who made such an impact on the lives of so many people, Catholic, non-Catholic, and even non-Christian, by her faithfulness and her service. And I'm struck always by one of the phrases that Mother Teresa used: God calls us not to be successful, but God calls us to be faithful. And that's what Mother Teresa really lived in her life, faithfulness, and going out to the poorest of the poor, giving those who had no one to care for them, no one to love them, to bring them into that home and allow them to live and to die with great dignity. The compassionate treatment that Mother Teresa really strove to give to every one of those whom they brought to the home or who came to her home. And the work of the Missionaries of Charity today, I really think emphasizes that the world is still captivated by those who will spend their lives in service of others.
And now Mother Teresa visited your home, Archdiocese of Baltimore, in 1992, correct?
She did, and she did so by establishing a convent of sisters whose work was mainly with AIDS patients. It was, the home is established in a very, very poor neighborhood, but Mother Teresa's sisters there are really an oasis of joy and hope and of reaching out to those who are suffering. It's such a beautiful witness and example for all of us. And there's many homes like that throughout the United States, always in the poorest of the poor neighborhoods, but they are a shining light of service, of prayer, and of caring.
During that visit, did you have a chance to hear Mother Teresa speak or even to meet her?
I didn't have the chance to meet her, but I know when she came and was able to address the crowds, I mean, the huge crowds that were there for the opening of that convent and of that care facility, she stressed very humbly the message of prayer, of love, of service, and the fact that the sisters are there to be a light in the darkness.
Did that visit at all have an impact on you as a religious individual?
Well, it did. It had an impact on everybody, particularly the city of Baltimore. As we know, throughout the years, because of the issues of poverty, Baltimore has had its problems, and most recently we saw what happened during the riots. But everybody in Baltimore turned to that place, St. Wenceslaus Church, on that day because they knew that something special was happening, not only there, but really to the whole city, because Mother Teresa was there to open that convent, and that her presence was there just for that day, but her presence also stayed in the work of her sisters and continues even till today.
What do you make of the continued challenges against Mother Teresa's miracles and also the missionaries of charity that she established?
Well, I would say, first of all, Mother Teresa herself admitted that they are not professionally medically trained people. They do have medically trained people who help them, but they themselves are really instruments of reaching out to the poorest of the poor, bringing in that very human and divine factor of making sure that the person is loved. And I think for those who are on the margins of society, those who perhaps have been alienated from their families for many years and find themselves in the care of the missionaries of charity, they feel that very warm human quality that reflects the divine in the love in which they're cared for. So I would say maybe that's not as well recognized as it could be. But I do feel that those who come to Mother Teresa's places and are cared for are really given the best of care because they're given the care of love.
What do you think is most significant about Mother Teresa's canonization?
Well, I think it really carries the message of the gospel to all the world. Here is a woman whom we hold up as a saint, not because she was powerful or had great influence or had great political aspirations, but because she, in a humble way, was dedicated to a life of prayer and dedicated to serving others. And that really says her life speaks what the gospel truly is. So that's why we're holding her up as a saint and as an example to imitate in our own lives.